Welcome to Walking with Jesus, Discipleship Journey audio podcast presented by Disciples Community. Jesus' discipleship is not just about having religious knowledge about Him, but it is to be more like Jesus by knowing Him better through His Word and living out our life based on His Word. To access more resources and to also partner with us, log on to www.disciplescommunity.org. Hey friend, greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I trust and believe that this audio podcast finds you in perfect health and in perfect state of mind, blessed by our Lord God Almighty. This is a wonderful day, and this day has been made by God, and I wanted to thank God for it. Today in this particular audio podcast, I wanted you to also listen to another audio of the testimony and the exhortation that I shared in the church yesterday here at Pune. This is something that is given unto me by God. And when I was sitting in the worship yesterday, you know, this word was put into my heart, and I wanted to thank God because He puts His word into our hearts at the right time. And you know, in our discipleship journey with Jesus, these are the few, you know, criteria that we always need to meet, and this is basic guidelines. And I wanted you to listen to this carefully and get this message that Lord wants to give us when we are in this discipleship journey with Jesus. Go ahead and listen to this.
Praise God. Let us turn our Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 from verse 4 to 7. So this is something that God put in my heart when I was sitting here and hearing the testimonies. And this is something that we as children of God should always keep in our hearts. First thing is, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. This is Paul writing to us from a prison saying to rejoice in the Lord always. हमेशा परमेश्वर में आनंदित रहो. और पौलुस फिर कहता है कि आनंदित रहो. सेकेंड थिंग इज वर्स 5, लेट योर जेंटलनेस बी नोन अनटू ऑल मैन, द लॉर्ड इज एट हैंड. एज चिल्ड्रन ऑफ गॉड वी आर टू बी जेंटल. प्रेज गॉड. सो व्हेन वी आर इवन लीडिंग पीपल, बी जेंटल, बी जेंटल. God is going to take care of everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let your moderation be known unto all men. All men, whether it's men at high positions, men at low designations, men who is at the street, let your gentleness be known. Right? That is something that God says. It should be known. It should not be hidden. Let your gentleness be known. 6, be careful for nothing. That means take care for nothing. Many a times when we say goodbye, we say take care. But that is not biblical, you know. Bible says take care for nothing, because our care is in the hands of whom? God. Because it says, but in everything, there is no categorization. Everything, whether it be your personal thing, professional thing, whether it be a thing that is close to your heart, whether it is something that is your need, you know, in everything by prayer, there is no other way, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We need to always thank. When we are praying, we need to always thank, right? Because God is even good at our bad times. God doesn't become a bad God. He is always good. He wants us well. And in our troubles, maybe it is against our body, maybe it is against our mind, against our peace, God always wants us well. The devil tries to deceive us, telling that God doesn't care for you. That is the biggest deceit. That is the deceit that the serpent came with against whom? Against Eve in the Garden of Eden. In this 21st century as well, that devil comes with the same deceit. Okay? Let your request be made known to God. So if you keep it in your heart, you are not telling it unto God, that is a problem. Right? God listens to the cries of the heart as well. But if you should make it known, you should have a desire that my request should be known unto God. So that is something that we should do. Verse 7. And then, when you do this, when you are careful for nothing, putting everything in the hands of God, and then the peace of God. The peace of God which passeth all understanding. The peace of God is beyond our understanding. We will say, how we will find peace in this time? how we will find peace in this persecution, in this suffering, in this trial against our bodies, against our family. But God's peace is beyond all understanding. We cannot perceive it through our minds, you know. And that understanding, that peace shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Praise God. You know, God has been good to us as a family. I'm glad that Serene is here. I was never expecting that she will come. Today morning she told me that I'm going to come. I said, oh, I'm going to come. So I praise God for the faith that God has given her and the strength, especially through last week when we went for the last scan. You know, when we had that report where it said that the placenta is very low lying, and the doctor advised her 1 month medical rest. At that day, we prayed, and you know, God has given us power and authority over our bodies, over the nature. God has given us, and we took the authority in the name of Jesus, and we prayed and we commanded that placenta to go up. And when this scan came up, the placenta was up. Praise God. You know, when we asked the doctor that time, you know, she was, no, it may not go, it may remain like this, like that. But the placenta went up, and I want to thank God for all His mercies. You know, His ways are, you know, He has given us authority. Many times we forget to exercise that authority that we have in Christ Jesus, right? When Jesus comes in, He comes in with the authority that He has, right? You know, because when Jesus died for us on the cross, He died victorious, right? He died and He raised up from the dead. God has given us authority, and I thank God for helping us exercise that authority, and so far God has been good.
So as you listened, there are few guidelines for us in our discipleship journey. First is to rejoice, and second is to be gentle. Third is to be careful for nothing. Fourth is to pray to God. Fifth is to thank Him. No, sixth is to use our authority. And when we do that, we will get a peace that passeth all understanding, and we will see that mountains ahead of us getting moved, because our God is a good God. He wants us to lead a victorious life, and when we are in this discipleship journey, we are in a journey that will lead from one victory to another. We don't want to lead a life where, you know, we face a situation where we find ourselves completely lost. But God wants us to know that when He died for us on the cross, and when He rose up from the dead on the third day, you know, He was victorious, and He snatched away every weapon from the hand of the devil. And the devil is completely weak. He doesn't have any power. And if we exercise our authority in the name of Jesus, there are many mountains that are going to be moved. He has given us authority over everything. And we move ahead in our journey using the authority of Jesus. And that will make our discipleship journey with Jesus a blessed one. May God bless you. And if you like this podcast, go ahead and like it, share it with your friend, and also leave a review comment. May God bless you.